أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما يود الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين أن ينزل عليكم من خير من ربكم والله يختص برحمته من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. This is another evil of the Bani Israel which Allah explains here. And this was that when the occasion of the revelation of this ayat, when Muslims were giving da'wah to the Jews to accept Islam. So they said there is nothing stopping us from accepting Islam, that if Islam was a better religion than ours, then we should have accepted Islam. But we have studied Islam and we find that that our religion is a better religion. So Allah Ta'ala gives the answer to them that it is not that. That is just an outward excuse they are making, but it is the jealousy that they have, and therefore that they could not accept that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the final Nabi, and from the Arabs that he was the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, clearly, the many of the rabbis also had accepted Islam. And they all acknowledged the clear signs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his nabuwat, the clear signs they had seen in their kitabs, they knew it very clearly. But it was this jealousy that they had, that why did not Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam be born from their people, from the Bani Israel. So Allah Ta'ala says, مَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَلَا الْمُشْرِكِينَ. دل نہیں چاہتا ان لوگوں کا جو کافر ہے اہل کتاب میں اور مشرکوں میں سے. The heart does not incline of the people of the kufr, whether they are the اہل کتاب or even the مشرکین of Makkah. What is in the heart? أَن يُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, کہ اُترے تم پر کوئی نیک بات تمہاری رب کے طرف سے. That any good must come to you from Allah. They wanted all, whatever good must be, must come to them, must not come to you people, that is to the Muslims, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this revelation, the great, great ni'mat, which unfortunately we also don't understand what a great ni'mat the Quran Sharif is, that they wanted it must not be revealed to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who was from the Arabs, and consequently to the Arabs. They just did not want that. It was this jealousy from them. But Allah Ta'ala says, Allah's system of working, وَاللَّهُ يَخْفَصُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, اور خاص کر لیتا ہے اپنے رحمت کے ساتھ جس کو چاہے. And Allah Ta'ala, whoever He wants to give His special mercies, He showers His mercies upon those people. Allah is, nobody rules over Allah. And whether it be the Jews or anyone else, the mushriks of Makkah, nobody controls Allah Ta'ala. Allah, on whom He wants to show His mercy, He shows His mercy. Yeah, by the meaning of rahmat is nabuwat. That is the prophethood, nabuwat, which Allah had risalat, which Allah had given Nabi Ali Salat wa Salam, and many other ayats also. Allah Ta'ala says nobody can dictate to Allah whom Allah wishes he gives His mercy to. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ, اور اللہ بڑے فضل والا ہے. And Allah Ta'ala shows a lot of fadl. Fadl is that favors of Allah which are given without being worthy of it in the least, but or rather that it is that great mercies of Allah which for no reason Allah gives it. A person, Allah just gives it. There is nothing, no reason. Allah Ta'ala, whom He wants to, He just showers with this fadl of His. So Allah Ta'ala, and it is very important from this ayat and all other ayat also, To know Allah is Allah is. Many times we want to frame Allah according to our brains, according to our thinking. It should be, Allah should do this, Allah must be like this. Allah, we have to know Allah is Allah is. That is very, very important to understand and know Allah. What does Allah like? What does He dislike? How are His actions? Like here Allah explains, He gives His rahmat, His nabuwat, and His special favors to whomever He wants to. And Allah Ta'ala gives it without any reason also. A person is not worthy of it in the least, but Allah Ta'ala gives it. So this we have to understand, that Allah is as He is. From this ayat we should take this lesson, that we should not have jealousy upon any people. Whomsoever Allah has bestowed with any favor, whether it is knowledge, whether it is khidmat of deen, whether it is anything else, wealth also, dunya's ni'mat also, whom Allah wants to, He gives. We should not have jealousy of that person. And having this jealousy and objection that I don't know how come he is like this, he is got this, we are actually objecting to Allah, that Allah, na'uzu billah, made a mistake to give it to him. I know better that who deserves what and who does not deserve what. And the right thing is that whatever Allah has given somebody, we should acknowledge it. And we should be happy with it also, with the decisions of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we should beg Allah always of His fadl. That is that kindness which is in a sense we can understand what we call bansela. That is just for no reason you give somebody something. He didn't do anything for it. You just gave it to him. That we beg Allah for that. We have got no qualities in us before which Allah showers His mercy. We just beg that just out of His fadl, out of His great, enormous mercy, He just showers us with His mercies. So yeah, do we also understand great lessons that we should take in the system and working of Allah, and that we should come to know Allah. We should make it the object of our life to gain the ma'rifat of Allah, to know who Allah is, what Allah likes. Like Allah likes to be praised, so that Allah likes it. So whether we understand it or not, we have to praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah loves, we must ask Him for forgiveness. So we should be asking for forgiveness, not think that I'm not wrong, why must I ask for forgiveness? Very common amongst us also, what did I do wrong? Why must I ask for forgiveness? Allah loves, we must ask Him for forgiveness. So we should know Allah as He is, and we have to please Him as He wants us to please Him, not what we think. And our logical minds, which are framed in a modern Western style, and according to that we want to understand Allah. It's impossible to understand Allah like that. And we might be even worshipping some other Allah who is not Allah. We might be thinking who we think is Allah, but that is somebody else. Allah, who He is, we have to find Him. May Allah guide us to this righteousness and bless us with this great mercy and fadl of His. SubhanAllah.